There are a number of threats to our beloved koalas: bushfires, loss of habitat, threats from human encroachment. It's no wonder they're facing an uphill battle to avoid extinction. Disease is also taking a toll on their numbers, but now new research could hold the key to helping the animals develop resistance against deadly infections like chlamydia, as Nick Grimm reports.
Just careful with his claws. Careful.
A koala crying out as it's retrieved from just one of the fires to have raged through the Australian bush in recent years. This animal later died from its burns, as have many, many others.
Do you want to put them in the blanket and bring them out of the hot stuff?
Well, they've been in serious decline for quite some time, with our changing climate, loss of habitat, and, of course, the fires and disease. And, you know, hit by cars, et cetera, et cetera.
Shane Flanagan is clinical director of the Koala Hospital at Port Macquarie on the New South Wales mid-north coast. And she's hopeful new research might provide another weapon against one of those threats causing koala populations to decline: chlamydia, a sexually transmitted disease that can cause infertility and blindness.
Well, chlamydia is this horrible thing that just keeps chugging along all the time. There are two forms, the eye form, the ocular form, and the urogenital form. And the eye disease is relatively easy to treat in comparison to the urogenital, and that's the urogenital form is the really hard one to treat. So if Sydney Uni are potentially coming up with something fantastic, oh, wow, that'd be just so good.
And the answer to beating the disease in koalas may have been found inside the animal's own pouches. Tiny peptides that protect joeys from infection while their immune systems develop. Researcher Dr. Emma Peel.
An antimicrobial peptide is a very small protein that is expressed throughout the body in numerous different tissues that forms part of our immune system, acting like natural antibiotics. So these small peptides directly target and kill bacteria and fungi that invades the body.
And these peptides are produced by the mother. They're produced in her milk and they're produced in the lining of her pouch. And interestingly, the joey produces them themselves in their skin.
Study co-author Kathy Belov is a professor of comparative genomics at Sydney University. She's hopeful the peptide will one day not only help koalas beat chlamydia and a range of other diseases, but also provide cures for other species, including our own.
We think there's potential to use marsupial peptides to treat bacterial and fungal infections in humans and other animals. Quite often, you know, those novel immunological protective mechanisms may already exist in our wildlife species, and by understanding them, we can learn more about infectious disease and how to treat it.
Welcome news for Shane Flanagan, though she sees irony in koalas providing cures for humankind when people are still the biggest threat to their long-term survival.
In a lot of cases, the disease chlamydia tends to be manifest in disturbed habitats. It doesn't tend to have the impact that it does in good quality vegetation where the koalas are undisturbed from humans. It's a multitude of factors, but it happens when we continually remove their habitat and force them closer together or further apart, and it creates this huge amount of stressor pressures, and then the disease becomes manifest. But you know, you see koalas out in the bush where they don't see people. Very low incidence of disease, very low.
So you can't get away from the fact that at the end of the day, humankind are a major factor in the decline of koala populations.
Humans are the major decline of everything going wrong on this planet. So it's us. It's just, the more we encroach into the bush, the more we destroy those that live there. That's the bottom line. Yep. Too many of us. That's the problem.
Shane Flanagan, the clinical director of the Koala Hospital at Port Macquarie. Nick Grimm reporting there.